Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. An emotional win for the San Diego Padres. A 2-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners on Wednesday night. Tommy Medica's eighth inning pinch hit RBI single wins it. Andrew Cashner matched zeros with Seattle ace Felix Hernandez. Cashner went seven innings, gave up one run and seven hits. He stranded four Seattle base runners who were in scoring position. Only the second Padre win in their last 10 games. Hot rookie Jesse Hahn gets the start Thursday afternoon. Tremendous emotional ceremony before the game, honoring the memory of the legendary Tony Gwynn. Meanwhile, in a very quiet, somber clubhouse, players, coaches, and management spoke out. Bud Black said Tony Gwynn was a, quote, off-the-charts person when it came to preparing to hit Major League pitching. Dave Roberts, a longtime coach and player and teammate, said, "I miss his smile." Darren Balsley, the pitching coach, said, "It's so surreal to see the brilliance of what he was at home plate." Chase Headley said his personality was infectious, and Houston Street, the relief ace, said it was captivating must-watch TV every time Tony Gwynn stepped up to home plate. He was a masterpiece of a hitter. He was pure art. Other big story in baseball, the Dodgers no-hit the Colorado Rockies 8-0 victory. Clayton Kershaw, 15 strikeout no-hitter. Only one player reached base, that on an error. Matt Kemp had an RBI single and double. Here come the Dodgers chasing down the Giants. Dodgers have won 8 of their last 11. Angels and Indians were rained out. Marquee games around Major League Baseball on a Wednesday. Philly beat Atlanta. Ryan Howard had 3 more hits. Philadelphia's won 7 of its last 9. The Cubs, the lowly Cubs, the bad Cubs, beat Miami. Jake Arrieta, 11 strikeout start. Cubs somehow have won 10 of their last 15. Mets over the Cardinals. Bartolo Colon now goes to 5-0 in his last 6 starts. Cincinnati bombed the Pirates. Reds scored 7 in the second against Edinson Volquez. Arizona used a walk-off base hit in the 9th inning to win a home game. They beat Milwaukee. Kansas City dumped Detroit. The Royals have won 10 straight, longest winning streak since 1994. Weird game, Boston-Minnesota. Red Sox were held to one hit through 9 innings, and then in the 10th in a 3-pitch segment, they hit back-to-back home runs, won the game. White Sox over the Giants. The Cuban rookie Jose Abreu hit his 20th home run of the season. What's happened to Bruce Bochy's team? San Francisco has dropped 8 of its last 9. Oakland over Texas. The A's now have the best record in baseball at 44-28. And Brian McCann had 5 RBIs, including a huge home run. Yankees beat Toronto. New York, with all the injuries to that pitching staff, somehow have won 8 of their last 11. A lot of other baseball notes. USD All-American third baseman Chris Bryant, first-round draft pick, Chicago Cubs, moved to AAA Iowa. At AA, he hit .355 with 22 home runs in half a season. Meanwhile, Cubs pitcher Jeff Samardzija has rejected the latest offer from the team. He says he's numb pitching in Wrigley Field. All the trade rumors, lack of run support, he wants to be dealt before August the 1st. Philly's got an issue on their hands. Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins say they'll invoke the 10-5 no-trade clause in their contract, try to block any deal. Colorado has optioned frontline starting pitcher Juan Nicasio to AAA. His ERA is 5.92. Nicasio, of course, is the pitcher that's coming back from a broken neck. Miami Marlins have released pitcher Randy Wolf and pitcher Kevin Slowey. Angels have acquired Wade LeBlanc, the former New York Yankee. And the Giants have won the bidding war for Cuban star outfielder Daniel Carbonal. Oakland A's are really upset at frontline starting pitcher Drew Pomeranz broke his right hand when he punched a wooden chair in the clubhouse after a bad outing. And a sad note in baseball, Texas Rangers baseball beat writer Richie Durrett, who works for ESPN, has passed away at the age of 38 in his sleep. NFL football, news and notes from the camps. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Teddy Bridgewater making enormous strides, throwing deep in accuracy. He's been together with Norv Turner for just 6 weeks. They think he is going to compete now for the starting job. 49er tight end Vernon Davis, officially a holdout, says, "I've outperformed my $37 million contract. I want it to be upgraded." Has only 1 year left on his deal. Houston Texans chopping former starting quarterback T.J. Yates. He gets traded to the Atlanta Hawks. Sad note, Carolina center Andrew McDonald leaves camp beginning chemotherapy after undergoing surgery for testicular cancer. Kansas City rookie running back DeAnthony Thomas starred the University of Oregon, taken to a hospital, collapsed with heat exhaustion in their minicamp yesterday. Jacksonville Jaguars offensive lineman George Yarno has left the organization to be in cancer treatments, chemo, and radiation. The U.S. Patent Office has canceled the trade protection for the six different logos used by Daniel Snyder's Washington Redskins. They call them disparaging. Snyder immediately, through his lawyers, filed an appeal. Dallas Cowboys ex-linebacker Robert Jones is being questioned by police amidst allegations he may have tried to hire a hitman to murder his former agent. In basketball, the Miami Herald has asked Heat superstar LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade in a front-page editorial, do you want to get paid or do you want to win a championship? They, of course, may have to take pay cuts so they can clear salary cap space so New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony can join them as a free agent July 1st. NHL hockey, Pittsburgh Penguins have begun the second round of interviews for the vacant coaching job. Latest interview, ex-Toronto Maple Leaf, Anaheim Ducks, Detroit Red Wings coach Ron Wilson. In soccer, Jozy Altidore, the striker of Team USA, misses practice for a second day in a row with this ongoing hamstring problem. Does not look like he's going to be able to play against Portugal on the weekend. Portugal's superstar Ronaldo left practice. He's got more knee problems. He was iced up throughout the course of the day. Ghana players are denying that a revolt has occurred against their coach, Quay Appiah, after the bad game against the U.S. There are also reports that Stars striker Kevin Boateng reportedly got in a locker room fight with the coach after that U.S. win over Ghana. Meanwhile, on the pitch, Spain lost to Chile. The Spaniards, the defending champions, out of the World Cup. Cameroon lost to Croatia 4-0. Cameroon had a player ejected with a red card when he threw a sucker punch early in the game. Cameroon had to play with 10 players and wound up getting blown out. And the Netherlands had to grind their way, but they got a victory against Australia. The Dutch are now 2-0, and they're moving on into the knockout round. And a huge game on the soccer schedule on Thursday, England versus Uruguay. They both desperately need a win to try to stay alive in the first round group. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.